The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and James Millman looking ahead to Sunday's racing. Whatever's left of it anyway. We're going to look back at Saturday's action as well. Recording this at 4 o'clock on Saturday, so we've got a pretty good idea of what's just happened. It's fresh in the memory. Mr. Millman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alex Dunn. How are you?
Yeah. I asked you first. Come on.
No, I'm good. I was at a good day's racing, like you say. The big fences at Aintree were in action. Enjoyable Tingle Creek. Losing that. That was the negative of the day. But... apart from that, no, it's some good stuff today.
And somehow, it's all on. Somehow.
Yeah, all survived. And even Wolverhampton was actually the most doubtful of all the cards. They've cleared the snow off a track and they're racing there this evening.
Not the case tomorrow, I'm afraid. We've already lost Kelso. There'll be no racing at Kelso. And Huntingdon are inspecting in the morning. And I think that could go either way, couldn't it?
Yeah, there's snow showers forecast around 6 o'clock in the morning. And the problem is they've got the frost covers down to obviously beat the frost this evening, but the problem is if the snow then falls on the frost covers, it makes it very, very hard to remove said covers because obviously racing starts so early at this time of year, and it'd be very frustrating for Huntingdon because it's their big day, Peterborough Chase Day.
It is, it's the Peterborough Chase, and there's seven of them set to go to post, although Charbel did run today.
Yeah, you'd imagine he'd be a non-runner.
But if they do go, top notch is likely to be the market leader. Justice Hill coming back to try and win the race again. Won it last year, of course, and there's some other standing dishes in these kind of races that side of Grugia apart, they're all horses who are, well, they are grade two class, to be honest.
Yeah, they're just not
quite good enough to win a grade one.
At grade one level, and the only one that comment might not apply to now is probably Top Notch.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
Godzone has won one.
Yeah, he's consistently normally finds one or two good
two, actually.
Tom George's run as a model of consistency, isn't he? Mm. Always there or thereabouts. A little bit disappointed behind Smart Place on his return. I thought he perhaps could have shaped a little bit better.
Do you know what? I've been really unfair to him. He's one of you.
Top Notch, though, could go up the levels, couldn't he? He's only a six-year-old.
Yes.
Very impressive, wasn't he, at Ascot last time out. Jumping was supreme, and this looks like a nice stepping stone for him, I think.
So fingers crossed Huntingdon do get the go-ahead anyway on Saturday, on Sunday even. On Saturday's action, which is what we're going to talk about now, you mentioned racing over the national fences, and we've had a massive move on Black Lion off the back of his pretty bloodless success, really, today.
He travelled extremely well.
So, so impressive. We've halved him in price from 20s to 10s. He's the 10-1 anti-post favourite for the Grand National. And for all that on the face of it, you may go, 10-1? Even if he was that price on the day, I'd be umming and ahhing about him, because there's plenty that can go wrong. But at the same time, if he turns up in the same heart, then you're going to go, yeah, that's probably just about worthwhile, to be honest.
It's just what the handicapper does to him, Alex, because he showed last year when he travelled extremely well and got kicked into a lead far too early by Noel Feely that he loves the national fences. Mm. And the handicapper allots this race slightly differently to any other race. And from what we've seen today, you've got to say he's probably better over national fences than what he is over traditional fences. And he's going to be top weight, I'd say, on the back of that performance, unless you've got one of the say Thirst Free in the Gold Cup running in the race, which is probably unlikely. Mm. I think he might just have too much weight,
yeah,
if I'm being honest, because I think he just showed his hand today. Beach Chase was obviously $145,000 chase. It's a big race in its own right. There's only 16 runners compared to the 14 national. It's a much, much easier race to win,
and also it's a stout enough stamina test, the Beecher, but imagine doing that and adding another mile and two on the end.
Exactly.
And that's what gets you, isn't it?
And
how many horses do you see travelling well to the Melling Road second time, which is, what, 4 miles in?
That was the problem last year. Yeah. Although Nacho Fuentes, as he said after the race, today, he was riding much more patiently. He was just far too positively ridden last time out. But we see by Harlan Fling, he ran another cracking race.
Or even Harlan Lodge.
Harlan Lodge, sorry, in that race, because he's won it 2 years ago, second last year, third this year. Whenever he goes in the Grand National of that distance, he just doesn't get home because it is another mile longer, like you say. And that's got to be a little bit of a concern if you're taking such a short price. But he loves the fences and he should be there or thereabouts.
And we also saw a bit of money, or at least a shortening, for The Last Samurai into 25 to 1 for the Aintree showpiece. He was disappointing last year. But
yeah, had a lot of weight last year, didn't he?
And it could well be that just with another year of experience on his back, he could well be poised for another big
one. I think he's an each-way candidate because he loves the fences. And you're going to get a run for your money from him. Gasline Boy, we've got to mention him because obviously he won the Grand Sefton. I would imagine Naeem Williams saw what money was coming for the winner earlier on in the week. He felt he probably couldn't beat him. And he made the right choice going for the weaker race, only 11 runners in the Grand Sefton. But this is a horse that was fifth in the National last year, Gasline Boy. And dropping back to 2 mile, 5 furlongs, he showed plenty of speed and got badly hampered, still won with ease. And I could be here, could be interesting as well.
Money as well for Definitely Red today off the back of his success. I mean,
it was a good day's race in Aintree, wasn't it? For the big race back in April.
Some pretty high quality animals out, and you'd have to say that the right horses were winning the races, if that makes sense. There wasn't one
form stood up,
massive upset. It was all sort of...
I think you've got to, especially with the races today, they're half the size of the fields we get in April. And it just means you're less likely to get brought down by one. There's a lot more space. It's a lot easier to get a rhythm. 40 course, runners in the Grand National was a very, very different test.
And also the ground is likely to be pretty different, one heck of a lot firmer. It was quite slushy there today almost, wasn't it? It was
a little bit waterlogged, didn't it, where there were plenty of spray coming up from those running at Aintree today.
And it is December. To keep these horses sound for the next 4 months is difficult.
Yeah, not easy at all. And like I say, the way he travelled, he deserves to be favourites. But top weight, which is what he's likely to have, different kettle of fish come April.
As for Sandown, the Henry VIII Novices Chase went the way of So Royale. And it's not after timing, but I'm annoyed I didn't back him. It's not after timing at all because I didn't back him. But it's one of those ones that you go, that's frustrating. Because he won so easily.
He won easy.
And the race panned out as...
given a good ride.
A lot of people did expect it to, which was a pretty frantic pace. That pace may have seen off Finian's Oscar, who ended up finishing a very remote third. Capitan was a faller two out. Brain Power unseated at the last and hampered North Hill Harvey. All of that helped Sorrel, but you still think he'd have won.
Yeah, I was impressed with his performance. I like Brain Power as a horse. I put him up as my nap of the day because I didn't like Finian's Oscar. I wasn't impressed with his jumping at either Chepstow or Cheltenham. He's hesitant again. And I think Brain Power, David Millens went out with a game plan, get Finian's Oscar off the bridle. Because obviously, looking at the market, Finian's Oscar was your main danger. And that plan worked a treat because it completely took Finian's Oscar out of his stride and he never got involved. Sandown takes a lot of jumping. But it might have just paid for him as well because they kicked
played
him a long, long way out.
Completely in the hands of Sorrel.
Exactly. And over that trip... track, I wouldn't be 100% sure So Royal would actually beat Brain Power if he'd ridden a little bit more with restraint. But on the day, I was very, very impressed. And most importantly, as we always talk about Cheltenham, Brain Power does not seem to handle going left-handed at Cheltenham. His two runs there have been pretty poor. So for me, a real impressive performance. I was impressed.
We also saw Politolog get the better of Fox Norton in the Tingle, Craig Armad in third, then Charbel and San Benedetto. It was a nice performance from Politolog, who travelled really well into it.
Yep.
Fox Norton is a really solid yardstick and maybe underperformed a little bit on this occasion.
Jumping wasn't quite as slick as it can be for Fox Norton.
But again, it was a grade run ran at a really good tempo.
Yep.
With Armad in the race, you know that's going to happen anyway, but at least you can't use that as an excuse for anyone. If you don't stay, I know this is a 2 mile race, but... you can't say, that just didn't go fast enough. And there were no excuses for anybody. It was a proper run grade one.
You could argue, if you're being harsh, Robbie Power just sat a little bit off Politolog and Armad. Very good ride, I thought, from Harry Codden. He did not let Armad get an easy lead because he knows how hard it is to catch that horse around Sandown when he's on a go. And then he ran a nice race back in third. With Politolog, he does not find much in front. And obviously, Fox Norton was gaining at the line. But is that because Politolog wasn't doing a great deal in front? Or was it because... Fox Norton was a little bit unlucky. I was impressed. Paul Nichols, 10th win in the race, cracking training performance. And very interesting to see what happens at Chapman Chase time, because Duvan supposed to run today, not quite 100%, so he's not out. He's not running at Cork tomorrow either, which we're going to go on to that race later. That division is very open at the moment. Altior having a wind up, he might have a prep run, probably unlikely. He might be heading to the race straight there, and he wasn't that impressive in the Arkle, so we got loads of question marks. With him, there's not many, to be fair. Impressive today, and he could be a bit of a flagship horse for Paul Nichols, because that's what he's lacking. He's got lots of winners, lots of Saturday handicap winners. He just hasn't quite got the grade one stars, so he'll be very happy he's got another one back in the stable.
I think he passed the million mark as well today.
I mean, I think the winner at Chepstow earlier on in the day. But
that's for prize money, not winners.
He's having another good season numerically. Like I say, just your Cato stars, Denmans, he hasn't quite got those animals, but this one here could be one.
Who knows? We'll move on to Sunday's action then. As we mentioned, we're not going to focus too much on Huntingdon, but fingers crossed that does get the go-ahead. We'll start with the 2:05 at Punchestown, which is the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase. Another grade one, 2.5 miles the trip here. What a race we have in store as well. Sizing John coming up against Jack Adam, and that's not to mention the other four in the lineup: Sub-Lieutenant, Shane's Hill, Atwa Phil, and Carlingford Lock. They're no back numbers by any means, but you'd imagine that the front two in the market will be fighting this one out. Jack Adam's won this race for the last 2 years, but Sizing John won pretty much everything going last year.
Yes, that the 3 miles saw Sizing John in a completely different light, didn't it, last year? Great training performance by Jesse Harrington, and he was ready to go at Haydock. They pulled him out because the ground was going to be a little bit too testing. He didn't want that to be his first run of the season, etc., etc. But that was the plan at the start of the year. So I would imagine he's pretty straightforward, pretty fit. There was not a great deal between these at the end of the season, was there, in April? Coney Gray included. Jack Adam, he has won this race the last twice. He's a horse which I think this kind of ground suits him as well. Today might be the day he catches him. A year older. Sizing John, we saw of our Duke, who ran a shocker on his return. You don't ever know how they're going to respond to that breakthrough season, whether they're going to come back as good as ever. And just at the prices, I'd just be with Jack Adam, because I'd say he's always, his last 2 years, he made a winning reappearance in this race. So I'm going to get him to make the hat trick.
Do you make it between the two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some
they're good horses in behind it. A little bit like the Peterborough. Yeah. Your grade two horses that are there in behind it, and they're very, very good horses in their own right. But you'd be surprised and disappointed if they were able to beat the top two in the market. But chasing, jumping's the name of the game, and you never know.
So you're taking Jack Adam.
Jack Adam is the one.
In the John Durkin. And as for the Hilly Way Chase, that one coming up at 2:20 at Cork, that's a grade two of the extended 2 mile trip. That was won last year by Duvan, who we were just mentioning a little bit earlier. This time, a short price favourite, also trained by Woody Mullins, is Under So, who is likely to be a warm order. Ballyasheen next in, and then Top Gamble. This one, not quite as strong, and you've got one real standout here, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got Under So, haven't you? He, as well as Duvan, they both had the option at Tingle Creek, and bearing in mind, it wasn't the strongest Tingle Creek this year on paper. Slightly surprised Under So perhaps didn't come over for this contest. Obviously, he had this as a backup, and it's a €60,000 race in his own right, but it's not high-grade stuff. And if he was in the top of his form, for me, he might well have come over, because Willie didn't have a run in a race. Obviously, to be fair, he didn't really have anything else lined up for this one. It's much easier to stay at home over in Ireland. But I'll take him on at that kind of price. He's given away plenty of weight, £8 to Ballyasheen. And Ballyasheen is fit and well. He's had a busy summer. He's had a good season. Second last time out 36 days ago. Getting the £8 from Under So. Realistically, he's probably going to get beat. But I just think the price is a little bit of value. To be honest, he's on an upward streak and comes here in good form.
And both of his falls have been on seasonal reappearance at eights on and at fours on.
Yeah.
Under So. So just a bit of caution advice.
There's a few question marks there, which is just why I'm going looking at a little bit of an alternative perhaps. I've got to mention Top Gamble, Kerry Lee's runner, had a great season 2 years ago, struggled at the highest level last year, but has got his ground tomorrow. I will suit Top Gamble, but hard to really have that much confidence, and he's pulled up on his return 15 days ago.
So you're taking Under So on?
We're going to go for Ballyasheen.
Okay, Ballyasheen, second in for the Hillyway Chase, that one coming up at 2:20. Fingers crossed all the racing gets the go-ahead tomorrow, because it is a super Sunday of National Hunt racing. Best luck with your bets, listeners, and the same to you, Mr. Millman. You're on Racing Radio tomorrow, aren't you?
Racing Radio tomorrow, yes. So listeners will get to tune in.
You're with...
Who am I with?
Andy Gibson in the pundit's chair with you. Well, not with you. Two different chairs.
Not sharing.
Yeah, we're not having that again, James. And who's presenting tomorrow? It's Jason Thornton.
Okay.
So there you go.
An interesting combo tomorrow.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow to William Hill Racing Radio. It should be an absolute belter. And we'll speak to you soon on this William Hill Racing podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.